With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
An Erio's original.
And welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episode where we play your voicemails and read your reviews if we have any. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
Let's see. Do we have any?
We got one from Canada.
Oh my goodness, eh?
From Troy Hennekim. Although it may seem like this five-star review is being coerced for a shout-out, I genuinely think that this podcast is absolutely perfect and I actually don't think I could ever get enough. Love you, girls!
Aw, thank you!
That's very nice. From Canada.
We love Canada.
Hat.
Your husband's birthplace.
That's true.
Should we get into some VMs?
Let's get into these VMs. Uh-oh, is this a three-parter? Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, wow, we have a couple multi-parters. Okay, ooh, here we go.
Hello. This is Stace calling for the Web Crawlers.
Stace.
And first things first, I think I started a thing about the driver's test calls. I was the first one that called in about Becky and wishing her luck on her driver's test and then shared my horrible driver's test story. And then the all the calls about the driver's test started, and so I feel like that's the new wave of
there's been so
synchronicity
many
voicemails, and then that turned into emphasis on this wrong syllable thing voicemails, and now it's driver's test voicemails, and so I don't know. I'm sorry, or you're welcome.
Wait, they're good stories, really.
Yeah, they are.
That's what I wanted to say. Also, I just wanted to also say, because multiple people said that they couldn't hear my name, which I wanted to say that I feel like that's my own personal curse, because nobody can ever understand my name, because
Stace?
My parents gave me this weird name, and I kind of have a lisp, and my name is Jace. It's J-A-Y-C-E,
Jace.
Which is basically Joyce, but with an A.
Oh, I like Jace.
So people always say my name wrong. I'm used to it, though, and I'm just like, whatever. I don't really correct people anymore. So, yeah, there's that. But another thing I wanted to say was to add to the car curse girl and say, I think I also have a bit of a car curse.
Uh-oh.
Not that I'm cursed now. Knock on wood. My first car that I worked at my minimum wage job at Kmart and saved up for very hard, I bought and paid the guy in cash for. It was not a great car. after some problems and a few months later, I couldn't figure out why there was this weird smell in my car.
No.
All the time.
Is there like rats or something?
The passenger side seat would always kind of be a little damp, like on the floor. I was just like, I don't know, this is weird.
Damp?
And then one day I was cleaning out my car.
Scared.
And I was like, I'm going to deep clean it. Maybe I'll finally get rid of the smell.
Oh.
And so I pulled up all the, like, floor mats and everything. I took literally everything you could possibly take out of the car, out of the car.
Scared. Okay, there's a part two. Oh, no. Is it going to be, like, crazy mold or something?
I'm so scared.
Hey, it's Chase again. calling from Webcrawlers. So I pulled everything out of my car. Anyways, when I pull out all the floor mats, there's also, like, a second, like, I pulled out the rubber ones. There's also, like, a second floor mat under all the floor mats, like, under the rubber ones.
Yeah.
And I pulled those ones out.
Oh, no.
And under the floor mat.
No.
On the passenger side seat, under the second floor mat.
Oh, no.
There is literally a giant hole in the floor of the car. Like,
oh.
I can see the ground. The car floor.
That's insane.
Like, literally, I don't even know a unit of measurement to compare it to right now. I'm blanking.
That's
like
funny.
It was like three squares of Kraft cheese. Okay,
that's a great unit of measurement.
Okay, no, I get it.
It was a pretty big hole. Okay, so yeah,
three cheese along.
This is a giant ass fucking hole. In the floor.
Just rain.
So that was great and fun and awesome and fun. Loved that. And, you know, that car was my first car. You know, my little Nissan Altima. I was in little Nissan Altima girl.
Nice.
Whatever. That car had some transmission issues and it was real fun and awesome and great. And eventually I was, you know, just cruising and going to work. And it was winter time, and I live in Indiana.
Oh,
and winter is not the best here because I live in northern Indiana, so we get a lot of lake effect
you know, snow
from the Great Lakes. Anyways, where I live, we have this giant fucking hill that, like, I can't even explain it. There's this really big hill that, like, goes down at a really sharp incline out of nowhere. Because you don't really have mountains up here. It's pretty flat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just kind of random out of nowhere. But anyways, I'm going down this hill. Also, I'm already petrified of driving, which is why it took so long to take my driver's test. And I'm going to work. It's super icy. I feel myself starting to slide right at the top of the hill.
Oh, my God.
So I'm trying to put my brakes. I'm trying so hard because I'm, like, terrified. I'm like, it's no use, but I'm still trying. I'm like, I got to stop because I see at the bottom of the hill, there's a red light, and there's a pickup truck stopped. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die.
Scary.
My life is left.
There's one more part.
That's
terrifying.
Have you ever
driven on ice or snow?
Oh, that's so scary.
Because you grew up in California, so there's
Yeah, no, I've never experienced anything like that.
Oh, it's so scary.
Oh, my God, a three-parter. It's safe again for the Webcrawlers. I promise I will shut up after this. Anyways, so there's no stopping it. I tried, but I slide all the way down the hill right into the back of this pickup truck. And
oh, my God.
Smash the whole front of my car. It's horrible.
No.
Anyways, there's literally no damage at all to the back of this pickup truck, but my little tiny baby Nissan is completely destroyed.
Oh,
it was a nightmare.
Honey.
And, yeah, so that car's gone. Then, anyways, we move on to car two, which is actually my mom's car because she let me take her car and use it to go to work. So I'm cruising in my mom's car, and I'm going around this corner. Mind you, I'm not even going that fast, okay? I'm not going that fast.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going around the corner. It's a little sprinkly rainy. It's not icy or anything. And I'm going like 20 miles an hour. And somehow I just completely start spinning out, literally.
Oh, no.
I did like four circles and slammed into the curb and somehow broke her axle on her car.
Oh, no.
And it was done. It was done for. Then my next car, I'm driving. I'm going home on my lunch break because I had to let my dog out. It's raining a freaking ambulance comes out of nowhere and a fire truck flips their lights on, right? Going through a four-way through the intersection. And it's pouring rain, but they flip their lights on right as they're going through the intersection. So everybody slams on their brakes. I slam on my brakes, and I slam right into the person in front of me.
Oh,
and thankfully,
no.
My car wasn't, like, destroyed because we were going, like, you know, 20 miles an hour or something. But my car was a little fucked up. Their car was a little fucked up. It was bad. Then the lady, like, halfway scammed me. And I'm, like, you know, at this point, like, 23 years old, and I'm kind of dumb, and I have social anxiety. And, yeah, so it was bad. I have other things I was going to talk about, but I rambled for too long. I'm so sorry. You guys, I'm sorry. I'll call back later. I'm getting a little over my fear of leaving voicemails now.
Good.
I love you guys. Thank you for listening to me. And if I talk for too long, just tell me to shut up and never call again. Okay? I love you so much. Goodbye. Love everybody. Kisses. Okay? Bye. Love you.
That's a lot of car accidents.
Jesus, that's scary.
If you grow up in the Midwest where there's snow and ice, you're for sure going to get into some sort of
sliding down
a hill accident. It's so scary.
Don't even drive in the rain.
Yeah. Ice hills, when you're just like, oh, I'm sliding, there's nothing you can do. You just have to like sit in your car and see what happens.
Yeah, that's scary.
That's fun. Okay, next message.
Hi, Melissa, Ali, and Maria. I'm a new Red Collar listener, and I've been obsessed with the show. So I wanted to share with you a spooky story that happened to me a while ago. And it might be a little bit long, so I might have to do two parts.
That's fine.
But basically, my family and I took a trip to the Dominican Republic probably like 12 or 10 years ago.
The DR.
And my parents had friends who lived there. And my siblings and I got along really well with their daughters. We're around probably our age, and we were all in between 12 to 15 years old.
Good age.
So they invited us over for dinner at their house, and it is very important to mention that the house was in a secluded area, so it was very odd to have random people trespassing the property. Mm-hmm. While we were waiting to eat, my brother and I were trying to look for one of the daughters, whose name is Sophia, because we wanted to show her a new fishing kit we had just bought.
Ooh.
And we saw her in a swing near the shore of the beach. Mind you, it was very dark outside, and the swing was far away from, like, where everyone else was.
Sophia's been dead
so
for 30
years.
Yeah.
And we called her name, and she didn't turn around. Then we touched her shoulder, and when she turned around, it was not her, but I swear it was someone who looked like eerily similar to her, like blonde hair, blue eyes, round face. It was kind of like seeing a slightly different version of our friend Sophia. And my brother and I were so confused because we were like, who the heck is this girl and why do you look so similar to her friend? And why are you like alone here in this swing in the shore? It was just so very weird. And my brother and I were so spooked. The girl just stared back at us. We didn't say anything else. We just turned around, and we didn't say anything because we thought she was just, you know, a random neighbor who had trespassed or something. But later that night, we were playing hide-and-seek in one of the rooms.
Oh.
All the lights were off.
Never a good idea.
But you could still see a little. And it was my turn to seek. And I was, like, looking around the room. I looked on top of the bed, and no one was there. And then I looked under the bed.
No.
Guess was there. It was a girl who was in the freaking swing.
No.
And I immediately
under the
looked
bed?
Up, and my friend Sophia was on top of the bed. And I was like,
what
the hell is happening? And the crazy thing is that the space between the floor and the bed was so tight that even if she had gotten out under the bed and hopped on top, it would have taken her like probably, I don't know, 15 seconds, 30 seconds. For her to get out. So
there's a part two.
Wait,
so this
why was she
girl...
under the bed?
What's happening?
Okay, so I got caught up. This is part two of my story. So I was saying that the space between the bed and the floor was so tight that she couldn't have just like gotten out of that and hopped on top of the bed in the like second that it took me to look down and like on top of the bed. So I was like extremely spooked. I screamed, Everyone came out of their hiding places. They turned on the lights and they were like, what happened? What happened? And I was like, for a second, I thought, like, they're just fooling around with me. They probably invited a friend over who looks just like Sophia, and they're, like, trying to spook me and my brother. So I was like, you're, like, it had to be a prank or something. And they swore, like, they told me over and over again, like, we have no idea what you're talking about. Like, there's no one around here who looks like her. We don't know anyone that looks like Sophia. And no, this is not a prank. Like, they swore that it was not a prank. And so until this day, my brother and I always tell this story, and no one can explain to us who she was, like who the random girl was, why she was there, why she looked so eerily similar to her friend. So yeah, we have no idea who she was, and I guess we'll never find out.
That's weird.
But yeah, it was really spooky, and not fun. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed the story. And yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Wait, so then did she disappear from under the bed? Like,
I guess she was under the bed and then he screamed, and then apparently she appeared on top of the bed, the real Sophia.
Right.
Like, was it a bunk bed maybe? On
so
the
then
top?
The fake Sophia was gone.
I guess. But his brother saw her too outside on the swing.
That's so weird.
That's a ghost. It was Sophia used to live there a long time ago.
Yeah, what? This is so bizarre. Doppelganger. Alternate dimension.
Alternate dimensions. That's scary.
That's really weird.
That's a creepy story.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Okay, next message.
This message is for the web crawlers.
Oh.
And la la lo.
Yeah, girl.
Oh, girl. Happy 420, bitches. It is 420 today.
Oh, okay. Last month.
I have a few things for you. So I saw on Instagram today, this guy was giving away free Ouija boards and it said free, not haunted. And so I ran and I got one and I'm here on my coffee table and it looks so cute. But I think you're not supposed to leave the Ouija board with the planchette like out because it like
free,
leaves
not
a little thing.
I'll take
but
it.
Let me know if you think I can do that because I think it like looks cuter set up on the coffee table than like in the box. But the box is really cute too. Anyway,
sure.
I'm super excited. Sure. Super excited about that. Free 420 Ouija board, please. Sign me the fuck up. I'm excited. I got, I didn't bring it back. So I left work to get it. And then I like didn't bring it back to the office. But I got and have because our office is haunted. So the other, like a couple weeks ago, my coworker was there at 7:37 in the morning and she heard a doorbell and it went do 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 do. And it wasn't her computer like playing the noise because she heard it like echoing throughout the room. And she was like looking for a doorbell. We don't have a doorbell. We have one that, like, chimes upstairs, but it just goes, and it doesn't have that other, like, do-do-do-do option. And so we were like, well, it was a ghost. It was a ghost. And then yesterday, my mom, like, we were both, like, walking down the stairs. But I was behind her, and she was like, there's someone here. And I was like, I didn't hear anyone. And she's like, I just saw someone in a red coat walk into Bob's office. And there was no one fucking there.
What?
And I've been there before, like at the office. I've been there by myself and I'll like hear shit. And I'm like, it's haunted. So,
spooky.
But also I wanted to tell you that I don't call 911 like frivolously or like too frequently. But right after you guys played that episode, I had to fucking call 911 that Sunday. So, I don't know. I'm a cool girl. I'm one of the cool moms. I'm not a mom, but I'm like a cool girl, you know, like I guess I think if you have to say that you're not cool, but just bear with me. So, anyway, when I was younger, I would say
there's a part two. I don't call 911 at all. I did have to,
but
call
I
that
did
next
right after. I don't know
cool
a better
mom.
Person. I honestly don't.
For the web crawler, honk, honk, boy, yoing, la, la, la. And so when I was younger, my mom would be like, oh, like, you're cute. Or, like, people would say, like, you're cute. And I would be like, I'm not cute. I'm cool. And my favorite color is black, not pink. Don't
cool.
try to put any fucking pink stuff on me. I will deny it. Black, cool girl. Anyway, so I'm a cool girl. I'm a hip, cool girl, and I am not a narc, okay?
Okay.
420 blaze it, fuck ACAB, fuck falls, all that stuff, you know? But if you are drunk driving and you are hitting the median in front of me and you're gonna hit other people in other cars, I'm gonna fucking call the police.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's scary.
Oh, not too much. Only when it's necessary, I promise. And I'm also not a narc. I'm a cool girl. Okay. La, 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 love you. Happy 420 blaze it. Okay, goodbye.
No, it's very responsible if you see a drunk driver.
Yeah, for sure.
Please, save some lives. You're
a
lifesaver.
Absolutely.
You're not a narc. You're a lifesaver.
No, you're not a narc.
Calls
back.
This message is for the web crawlers. La 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 la, boy boy boy, honkity honk. I was not planning on calling you guys back so soon, but I forgot to mention something. So
call 911.
Let me just set the scene for you here. I'm currently cleaning up glass. On my fucking clean floor, my clean house, because I cleaned everything yesterday. I wouldn't have to clean today because it's 420, believe it. And I was trying to take a picture of my joint that I just bought at the dispensary to send to my sister, and I dropped it on the ground and it shattered.
Oh.
Which is bad luck.
The joint shattered?
Well, the joint is fine.
Oh,
was charged glass in it. But it was in a glass container and it just shattered all over my floor. So I'm dealing with that right now. But also, on the way home, we had a tornado watch and it was raining so hard I could not see. And my left wiper blade went out on my car.
Oh.
And,
no.
And like, don't come over here, Louie. It went like overshot and like wiped too hard and like got stuck on the outside of my car. So I could not fucking see that that was like a thing and I was dealing with it. And now I just broke this glass and I'm trying not to be superstitious because maybe it's, you know, just a coincidence, but you think it's the Ouija board. I will. Don't go by the glass. I'm talking to my dogs. I will keep you updated on this situation.
Oh, she's currently cleaning up the glass.
I don't know if this is a continuation of the car curse because technically that would be the third thing that's happened in my car, but not very recently. I don't know. And also, I don't know. I'm a little shaken up right now, to be honest. It's probably fine. It's really probably fine. But I thought I would just let you know. So I will continue. Oh my God. Wait. This is the reason that I originally was going to call you. This happened to me this morning before I purchased the Ouija board. Actually, I didn't even purchase it. It was free. And it came with a sign. Did I tell you? It came with a sign that said free, not haunted.
Not haunted.
Do you think it's haunted? Do you think I'm being followed by what do you call it? Don't walk in the glass. A jester.
A jester?
A junkie jester.
A junkie jester?
I went to Trader Joe's. Kelly, best friend Kelly, and I will like share our Trader Joe's.
There's one more part. What's happening? A court jester's following? A junkie jester?
This is messages for the Webcrawlers. Lala. So Kelly and I will share our Trader Joe's hauls and we'll post them in the, and I share with the antenna. But, well, okay. We, just collectively in the Discord talk about, would you guys believe me if I told you that I haven't even smoked yet? I wouldn't believe me because I have. I didn't smoke the joint, but I did hit my weed pen. Woo! Okay. Anyway, so this week, I went to Trader Joe's the other night because I was just in the area and I was like, why not? It's fun. And, well, it's not even just fun. I think Trader Joe's is like therapy for me. Who is calling me? I'm in the middle of something. It's my boyfriend. I'll call him back. Okay, so anyway, I bought a creamy hummus vegetable wrap that I was going to have for lunch.
Ooh.
And I went to get it out of the fridge to bring it to with me to work today, and it's not there. And
what?
I was like, maybe I already brought it to work. And I checked both of our fridges, and I cannot find it.
No.
And it's not.
Your boyfriend
like,
eat it?
In my car. Like, there's no bag sitting out. Like, I just can't find it. So I was like, well, I probably already brought it to work. It wasn't at my work. It wasn't in either of the fridges at work. And so, again, this happened before I brought the potentially haunted, probably haunted Ouija board into my house. But I think it's a glitch situation because I know I bought it. I watched them bag it. I brought it home. I put it away. I didn't eat it yet. I promise. And because it was good until 4:22. And I was like, oh, like I have. And so Saturday to eat this, like I'll get it, and it's gone. And so I will keep you updated if I find it, because like I said, I looked in my car, I looked in both of my fridges. I don't know if my ADHD brain like put it somewhere funky, like in a cabinet.
Yeah, maybe it's in like
or
your
if
pantry.
It glitched out of my life, and I just the universe said you can't have it. So I'll let you know. I'll keep you updated if I find it. But that was the original reason. I wanted to call you because
missing sandwich.
My creamy hummus vegetable wrap glitched out of my house, and it's gone.
That's weird.
I think that's it for now. Now I'm really gonna go get high. Okay, love you. Bye.
Where could that wrap have gone? Maybe it's if she brings a bag to work. Maybe it's like in the bag.
Yeah, or maybe you didn't. Maybe you forgot to actually take it out of one of the Trader Joe's bags and you like threw it away by accident.
Yep, that's possible. Or the Ouija
board. I think
you'll
find it, maybe.
You'll find it in a weird place.
Yeah, in a weird place.
In the microwave? In the cabinet? Yeah. In a drawer?
Freezer?
Maybe
the freezer?
Freezer? Look in the freezer.
Yeah.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this is a message for the Web Crawlers. I have a little story
about when I was working a summer job when I was younger. And it was this little deli where we made sandwiches and we sliced meats, whatever. I live in the middle of nowhere in Vermont. And
pretty
all around, like, the Vermont area, there was this billboard of this lady who was missing. And she'd been missing for years. And it was like, call this number, blah, 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 blah. I've seen her. And it has, like, her face up on the poster, obviously. And so I'm working my little job. You know, I'm the only one there. I'm pretty sure it was, like, a pretty rainy day. So there wasn't any customers. And I swear to God, this woman comes in. Same name and everything. And she orders, and I remember her order specifically because we sold this shrimp sandwich. It had, like, shrimp on it, and she ordered one of those, and I was like, what the fuck? Why the shrimp sandwich? But, yeah, I'm pretty sure this missing lady was just living in bumfuck nowhere, Vermont.
Weird.
And, like, shrimp, I suppose. That's my little story.
Did you call anyone?
I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope she's doing well.
Yeah, she just doesn't want to be found.
I hope you ran away what you were running away from. Okay, bye.
Huh. Yeah, she's just living in the middle of nowhere, ordering ordering shrimp sandwiches.
Sounds like a dream to me.
Yeah. Vermont looks like a very beautiful.
I want to go to Vermont really bad.
Man.
Didn't Maria go there, I think, and she like saw the leaves change or something?
Oh, did she go there? I know Paisley and Ben.
Or maybe it was
there.
Paisley.
They go there every year. They go up.
I really want to do that.
Yeah, it's fun. Where did Maria go? Where did Maria? Maria
I
went
thought
somewhere.
Maria went.
East.
We'll never know.
Okay. We'll never know.
No way to find out.
Hi, I am calling because I was just listening to a mailbag episode where a girl said that when you lucid dream, you're not supposed to tell other people that you're in a dream. And then she had a dream where she did that and a demon attacked her.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to call with my experience is that I lucid dream like all the time. And a lot of times when I am, I'll like realize I'm dreaming and something crazy will be happening. And I'll be like, oh, don't worry, guys. This is just a dream. Nothing matters. And no demon has ever came at me for saying that. People are just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, this isn't a dream. You're crazy. And I'm just like, okay, but it is. So I'm going to just do whatever the fuck I want. I've called before. I don't know if it ever played, but I said how when I lucid dream, I'll just be like, fuck it, and just try to, like, fuck the next person I see. Because I'm like, it's a dream. I can be free
sick.
Of my sexuality, whatever. So, yeah, that's my experience. No demons. People just think I'm crazy, but are they the crazy ones? YOLO, bye!
That's a question.
That is a question.
I want a lucid dream, man.
I know. I don't.
Never done it.
Neither. Message.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. This is Heidi, long time listener, first time caller.
Ooh, Heidi.
God, this is weird. So I have a story about Elestra. I think
nice.
Had a leaky butthole when I was like 10, 12. Like,
oh, no.
I had, it was the night of like a Christmas recital, and I was going to go do my like little cute little ballet solo.
Oh no.
And I was probably just like snacking on chips beforehand, like because it's like you don't want a full stomach or whatever before you perform. And at home before the recital, and like I just had orange butt juice. Like it was really gross. I can't believe I'm fucking saying this. But like I was just like sitting on the couch and was like, why does my butt feel weird? And then it was just like bright orange in my underwear and stuff. We couldn't figure out what was going on.
Oh no.
But I feel like that's what it's gotta be now. Because it would have been like in the 90s, like right around the time that Elestra was big.
Yeah.
But anywho, I don't know. I'm really glad that this is the first time you guys are ever hearing any kind of voicemail from me. really good way to break the ice.
Yes.
Anyway,
with
I'm
the
go.
Butt.
Love the show. Love you guys so much. Would love to hear Maria again, but you know what? She's got to do her thing. So anyway, bye guys. Bye bye.
Yeah, I bet you ate a Lester chips.
100%.
That fat just comes sliding right out of you.
Oh, God. That is so nasty.
No. Okay, well, last voicemail of...
I hope it's about orange shit.
Me too.
Webcrawlers, hello. I wanted to thank you for being such an inspiration to me and to everyone with your podcast. And I was inspired by your recent episode called... May Cause Anal Leakage.
Yay!
I'm going to go get my first tattoo. Tattoo what? Says, may cause anal leakage.
No, Jordan. And,
it's on my dick. Woo! Boing!
Jordan!
Sorry. Sorry.
And that's the end of the voicemails. Jordan!
Perfect.
No, perfect. Jordan.
All right, guys, another great mailbag episode as
another
usual.
Great episode.
Please continue to call in. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And that's all, folks.
Bye.
Bye.
Original.
Powered by ACAST.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.